Lord Jesus, be our guest. And let these words be yours and bless. Best laid plans. Sometimes they don't work out the way you think. Maybe that's better. Maybe that's worse. I had this, at the start of the month, I had this really great idea for an Advent sermon series that we would be looking at all those symbols of Christmas that are on the periphery. And I would explain and elaborate. We'd find the biblical usage, tie it into the season, put a form of message for today. And then because I misread, misconstrued the two special worship schedules, I decided to start with bells since they were playing, but that was last week. Bells. Do you know how many times bells are mentioned in the Bible? Two. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says, preaching without love is like a noisy gong or a clanging bell. And in Exodus 30 somewhere, they describe Aaron's high priestly robe as one being fringed with bells and pomegranates. Very interesting combination. And not much to work with. So I decided to keep at it, and I turned to the source books and commentaries of what was like in biblical times. And I discovered that bells were attached to camels involved in caravans, because often they traveled at night, so they could avoid the heat of the desert, and this would enable people to listen and follow and also be rather happy as they did so. The first time bells were ever used in church was AD 300 in Campania, Italy. And I wondered, why did it take so long to use bells in church? And then I kind of looked at my history books, and up to that time it was sort of illegal to be a Christian. But I found no connections with bells and Christmas. And so many Christmas carols seem to have bells in them. So I went online. I Googled Christmas, traditions, bells. And I got 777,000 hits. And not enough time to look through them. So I then reread the lessons with bells in mind and found it was pretty dry there too. In the gospel lesson, Jesus kind of sort of says, wake up! And I thought of an alarm clock. But most of the alarms today aren't bells. They're either buzzers or programmed music or chimes that people like. And Jesus' point is that the signs aren't going to be that obvious. That's why he says, be alert. By the time you hear something as blatant as a bell or a trumpet, it's already too late. It's like that boxing announcement, you can't be saved by the bell. I did learn, however, talking to somebody, that people that fish at night often will put a bell on their lines so they'll know when they get a bite. And Jesus did say we should be fishers of men. But that's kind of stretching it, too. And besides, any time in the Bible they fished at night, they never caught anything. It's the best laid plan, so much for my great series. It's getting off to a good start. Until finally I did what I should have done in the first place, take it to the Lord in prayer. And I went inside here one afternoon to the sanctuary in my special place, my prayer chair, and sat all alone, praying and listening. And the phrase started running through my mind. The phrase, with bells on. And so my next stop was at the library in my favorite reference book, The New Dictionary of American Slang. And under the heading, with bells on, there were three definitions. One, quite definitely, without any doubt, emphatically. Two, to be very conspicuous, like a train or a fire engine with bells on. And three, an affirmation that one will be present at a certain time or place. Now, since Advent is all about preparation, and our eyes are turned towards Christmas, I figured this is a great message. We'll entitle it, Celebrate Christ's Birth with Bells On. in every nuance of the definition. This is going to be a problem. Thought I can work it out with you guys. First definition. Make it specific. With bells on is to be quite definitely, without any doubt, emphatically doing something. And I've ever wondered how lately we've made Christmas so fuzzy. The holiday season is now packaged in such a way where it's hard to truly focus on what it really should be about. We are saturated with sappy sentimentalism. We are confused by commercial consumption. We are distracted by diluted diversions. Or is it diverted delusions? It's Jesus' birthday, but he's sort of been shoved off center stage, and our preparation for his coming, his advent, is often waylaid by lesser things. We need to be specific. Clear as a bell about what we're doing and how we watch for him. Never losing sight of what's important, that it's not the parties and the gifts, the cards and the carols, it's his Christmas presence that we need to cherish. Before we get too caught up in all the secular hoopla, we need to take time and really be specific. That's how we celebrate Christ's birth with bells on. Second definition, to be very conspicuous, like a train or a fire engine with bells. Many of us cultivate a rather inconspicuous way of preparing for Christmas or Advent, striving to get into the Christmas spirit without appearing to be too religious about the whole thing. The why gets lost. Imagine four people talking about Christmas. They're trapped in an elevator or sitting in a train car commuting somewhere, and someone says, "Don't you just love Christmas? What's the best part of the season?" And the first one says, "The decorations." And the second one says, "The presents." And the third one says, "The family all getting together." And then you say, "No, Christ the Savior is born." There's an awkward silence. I mean, we feel that way, but we hardly ever admit it. Well, maybe we do so here in church, but out in public, we're often silent. We don't want to offend anyone or embarrass ourselves. We've tried to forget the real reason for the season. That name should ring a bell. It should ring our bell. So that we should be conspicuous about it. We should wear it on our sleeves, in our hearts, all over our face. That's how we celebrate Christmas, with bells on. Third definition. An affirmation that one will be present at a certain time and place. This might come as a surprise to you. Or at least you don't really think about it this way. But our preparations for the coming King have a lot more to do with us than him. It's personal. He's come for us. The gospel lesson is he's saying, "Ready or not, here I come." And are we ready? And I don't mean in a good hiding place. Repeat these words. Christ has come for me.
Christmas is for me.
Christmas is for me. That's not being selfish. That's accepting his grace. This is not just another holiday on the calendar. It's not something you do for someone else, whether it's the kids, the parents, or a spouse. It's celebrating what God is doing for you. Christ is born to die so that you won't. So that you'll be born again. So don't drift into it or just get caught up into it. Don't take it or leave it. Seize it.
It's God's great gift of himself to you. Advent's central proclamation, the message of the prophets, is Emmanuel. God is with us. He affirms his presence to us. The Word is incarnate. It became flesh and dwelt right among us. If he is so with us, aren't we to be with him? Make it personal. Make it a commitment. That's how we celebrate Christ's birth. With bells on. With bells on. A while back, I was having this special program, and I was inviting people to come and be a part of this new thing we were doing. And I gave the response card that they had to respond to, saying, "No, I can't make it. I can't make it here, but I'm still interested." Or, "I'm coming with bells on." And I got two responses saying, "I'm coming, no bells." But I don't think we have that option with Jesus, with Christmas. It's like me trying to be silent as I'm waiting here with these stupid things ringing around my shoulders. We need the bells to be specific, to be conspicuous, to be personal, and to be joyful too. We need to celebrate with bells on. And sure, it's an odd phrase, perhaps out of date, and how ridiculous it is to actually be standing here wearing bells. But as we get ready for this King's coming, in the manger, in our hearts, might its meaning, its resonance, still somehow ring true. Ring true to us, and in us, and through us. Now in the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, a life everlasting.